There's never been a faster or easier way to start your weight loss journey than with PlushCare. PlushCare accepts most insurance plans and gives you online access to board-certified physicians who can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Take charge of your health and speak with a board-certified physician about a weight loss plan that's right for you. Get started today at PlushCare.com/weightloss. That's PlushCare.com/weightloss. PlushCare.com/weightloss.
Normally, being a little extra might be a bit much, but not when it comes to healthcare. That's why United Healthcare's Health Protector Guard fixed indemnity insurance plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, supplement your primary plan so you manage out-of-pocket costs. Learn more at uh1.com.
From the Over the Top Studios in Boulder, Colorado, I'm George Thomas. What a guest tonight, Lon Haldeman joining us to talk about PAC Tour 2019. Lon, it's always great to chat with you. Thanks for taking the time.
Yes, well, it's good that we were able to get together tonight, and we'll be talking about the Elite Tour coming up next summer.
Now, I'm really excited to hear about this tour because it kind of combines two tours that I've always wanted to do, which is Ridge of the Rockies and Elite.
Well, yeah, we decided to change the route to for the Elite Tour. Many times we've done it in May, and we've done a southern route across the United States from like San Diego to Savannah, Georgia, or something along those lines. But, you know, it's been always so hot in the desert, and it's been, you know, even in May, it's a hard time to cross the country there. So we thought, well, let's do a route, the Ridge of the Rockies route that we've run many times from, it starts in El Paso, Texas, and goes north up towards Albuquerque and Durango, Colorado, and on up into towards Yellowstone Park and eventually to Kalispell, Montana. And so we wanted to do that route because from a cycling standpoint, it's good roads, it's good scenery. There's usually a few big challenges every day with some big climbs, but yet it still fits into with a motel interval of somewhere right around 170 miles a day. So, you know, that was doable. Plus June has maximum daylight. And so all things considered, you know, it made it a 12-day tour instead of a cross-country tour, which is, you know, more like around 18 days or so. So it's actually a little faster as far as time, but yet the mileage isn't, you know, too much. You know, it's not like over 200 miles a day. It's still a very doable 10-hour riding day for everybody. So that's one of our rules of thumb, is trying to keep it around 10 hours. So, yeah, we're excited to be able to do that route.
What kind of climbing are you looking at per day?
I would say in feet per day, probably close to 10,000 feet. You know, based on modern Garmin climbing numbers, I believe, you know, over the years, you know, the Garmin numbers have continued to climb even on our same routes we've done for 20 years. So I would say in my definition, 7,000 feet per 100 is getting to be rather mountainous. You know, 10,000 feet per 100 is severe. This route, because of the long valleys and things like that, there actually are a lot of flat sections. So that's why I'm thinking per 170 miles, somewhere around 10,000 feet is probably pretty close.
I know these are popular tours. Do you have any space still available?
Yeah, well, the Elite Tour right now, we have room. It'd be nice to get about another five people. We got like 12 people signed up now. A group of 20 would be no problem, you know, to accommodate that. So, and the other thing we're offering is for people who might not want to do the Elite Tour at 170 miles a day, but they want to ride the Best Century ride every day. So we actually have a Best Century option where people could ride the best 100 miles and pick and choose. For example, they might get a shuttle out to the first rest stop at 30 miles and then get a head start, ride the best 100, on the rest of the day, or they could pick and choose. So we have several people that are interested in doing that. We could accommodate people, more people that wanted to do that, say if they only have 12 days of vacation time or, 2 weeks maximum, and they wanted to go from Mexico to Canada on a nice route, that's another option, is to do the Best Century option. Otherwise, if people want to do all of the elite tour and they're trained up for it, because if you do the elite tour in its entirety, that's a qualifier for the Race Across America. And it's a very good simulation of doing Race Across America, because, you got to put in a long day plus, you get to sleep at night. So that's a good thing. But physically, we've had people that have done the elite tour. A lot of them have gone on to do Race Across America, and they said that was a perfect way to prepare them for getting ready to do RAM. So that's another thing that the elite tour offers, is a qualifier for RAM.
Now, how did you come up with the idea to do this? Because I know elite is, people are thinking, now this has got to be a cross-country type thing, but the way you're doing this, I think, is really brilliant.
Well, we wanted to do, some different routes. And like I say, because we wanted to avoid the desert, because we've, done the elite tour for probably 20 years or more. And those first 4 days across the desert were always so hard. But if we did a different route, say starting in Seattle and going across the northern United States, and those routes just got to be really long. It was hard to do a 500 mile route and, keeping it under 200 miles a day. That still ends up being a long, long route. And people just didn't have the time to do 20-day fast transcontinentals like that either. So we thought that this Ridge of the Rockies route was a good route, a good compromise of, still having good hard riding, but still scenic, and it's a fun place to ride. Because actually the next month that we do the Elite Tour in June, we turn right around and drive back down to Albuquerque, and we do the regular pack tour Ridge of the Rockies, but that one's only 110 miles a day, and that one takes 19 days to go from Albuquerque back up to Kalispell. But that has a couple layover days, like around Yellowstone Park and stuff like that. So it's not nearly as difficult physically, because there are some shorter days. But anyway, those are our two big tours for this summer, the Elite Tour in June, and then the regular Ridge of the Rockies tour in July. So we're looking forward to that. And that other Ridge of the Rockies tour in July is actually sold out. That's sold out almost immediately, within about 5 days. We had 40 people signed up for that tour. So that one easily filled up. So that's a very popular tour.
Now, how about Desert Camp?
Desert Camp, oh, yeah, what, I don't know how many years have we been doing this now. It's got to be like 26, 25, I don't know. But anyway, we're doing 5 weeks of desert camps, and then the sixth week is a brevet week where people ride all those brevets to qualify for Paris Best Paris. So they do a 200-kilometer, the next day a 300-kilometer, have a day off. They do a 400-kilometer, have 2 days off, and then do a 600-kilometer. So they fit those all in a week. So that would be week number six at Desert Camp. So that goes from the end of February through the first week of April. And we're just looking at our signups. We're about on schedule. I'd say most of the tours are about half filled at this time. So, by Christmas time is usually when things start to fill up. So we still have a month to go, and then we'll still get some signups during January. We're on schedule to, each of those trips will probably have about 25 to 35 riders, something like that, is usually a good turnout for desert camp. So I think we're on schedule for about that same turnout again.
And I was hoping to speak with you in more depth about desert camp in another week so we could kind of look at some great gift ideas for the cyclists in our lives. But today we really want to focus on Elite. And what are deadlines and how do people sign up for this?
Well, the Pack Tour website, you know, packtour.com, you know, you open that page, it has a on the left-hand side there, you know, it says upcoming events, and you click on Elite Tour, opens it up, tells about it, has all the itineraries, all the schedules, dates, everything like that, and then there's a thing, you know, itinerary and application form, sign up. That page then opens, and then you fill that out. People can either pay by PayPal or call in a credit card or send a check. I'm trying to think when the cutoff date, you know, the tour's in June. I know there's a Jersey cutoff around April 1st. So that's what we need to do to get for people to get the Elite Tour Jersey, which is kind of a classic design we've been using all the years of the Elite Tour because it's kind of a status symbol to have that special jersey. I would say, though, as far as deadlines for us to get people ready, we would really like to have people signed up by February because that's when a lot of our updates are going out, and we really try to work with everybody to get them prepared, you know, winter training, things like that, because it is something you really have to be committed to, I would say, by January. So your training's on schedule in February, and so either come to desert camp and get some more springtime miles outside or, you know, be in a part of the country where you can really get into some serious training, because our rule of thumb is you can go from okay shape to great shape in 8 weeks. And with that in mind, you need to be, you know, by the second week of April, really getting in those 300, 400-mile training weeks to be ready by, you know, the second week of June. So that's, you know, one of our things. And we probably have a dozen updates over a 12-week period that we send to riders to get everybody up to speed on that, because we really want to have 100% completion rate on this. You know, especially we treat everybody like they're going into it to qualify for the Race Across America. So we really want everybody to be physically and mentally ready for something like this.
And again, the website is packtour.com. That's PACTOUR.com.
Yeah, and Pack Tour stands for Pacific Atlantic Cycling Tour. That's where the name comes from. It doesn't necessarily mean a pack of riders riding down the road. So that's why it's PACTOUR. But yeah, our niche market for years was coast-to-coast riding, so that's why it's Pacific Atlantic Cycling Tours. But we've now, you know, expanded out into week-long rides and, you know, rides crisscrossing the country every possible direction. So we have quite a variety of different routes that we do now.
Any last thoughts you'd like to leave us with?
Well, I'm not sure when we're going to talk again or what our next topic is, but just other things coming up this year. You know, of course, we got the desert camp coming up from in the spring. Elite Tour in June, Rockies Tour in July. August we have open, but then in late September we have a trip across Peru that we're doing from Brazil back over towards the Pacific Ocean, and that's 11 cycling days, plus some stayover days at Machu Picchu and a bunch of other cultural tour days at the start and finish. That tour has actually been very popular, and that one is just about filled up. So if anybody's interested, I would get a hold of me real quick, because I'm just at the point of saying that one's totally filled up because of motel space along the way. And that tour would go from September 23rd, and with all the travel days to Peru and coming home, it's actually a 19-day trip, although it's 11 cycling days. And I was just down in Peru a few weeks ago rewriting the route on my bike and, you know, remapping a bunch of things. And that's going to be a fun tour. We got a good crew, Peruvian crew, and we're also going to be joined by four members of the Peruvian women's national cycling team who all speak English, and they'll be riding with everybody too. So it's a good cultural mix. People have done it several times, and they like the way that we're running that tour. So that's why it's become such a popular tour this year. So anyway, that'll be our schedule up through early October.
So. Again, for all your pack tour information, go to PACTOUR.com, packtour.com. Lon Haldeman, always a pleasure speaking with you. Thanks so much for taking the time to chat.
Always great to get together with you, George.
From the Over the Top Studios in Boulder, Colorado, I'm George Thomas.
Cool fact, a crocodile can't stick out its tongue. Also, you can get health insurance for a month or just under a year in some states. UnitedHealthcare short-term insurance plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage for you. Learn more at uh1.com.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High-quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more, with Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to Quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. Quince.com/style.